This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate is set to vote Thursday on a stopgap funding measure to avert a partial federal government shutdown. Approval in the Senate would send the matter to the House of Representatives for a vote there as lawmakers work to beat a midnight deadline. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the legislation would maintain current funding levels across government agencies through December 3rd. It would also include $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving here to the U.S. after Washington ended its two-decade war in Afghanistan last month, and just over $28 billion to help eastern and southern states recover from devastating hurricanes and western states from raging wildfires. Senate Republicans early this week blocked passage of another measure to avert the shutdown because it also included a provision to suspend the country's long-term debt limit, which they are trying to force Democrats to adopt on their own without Republican support. Meantime, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans would support a measure that only deals with the funding package to keep the government open into the new fiscal year that starts on Friday. There have been 21 partial U.S. government shutdowns all since 1976, including three during former President Donald Trump's one term in office. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed the United States' offer to resume a dialogue, but he says he's open to improving ties with South Korea. In a speech published Thursday in North Korean state media, Kim said the willingness of the U.S. to hold talks was only, in his words, a show to cover up what he called Washington's hostile policy. Responding to Kim's speech, the State Department stressed in an email to VOA's Korean service that the U.S. harbors no hostile intent toward North Korea. For more news, please join us at voanews.com.